Insomnia Radio. Episode 90. Welcome to Insomnia Radio number 90. That was Shimmer Planet with the song Easy, the fifth track on the album For the One Who Kills Tomorrow, which is absolutely incredible. I have it in my hands, and it is just a absolute roller coaster ride of genres, emotions, instrumentation. You guys have to check it out, shimmerplanet.com. The album also has a kind of surprising guest vocalist in Leslie Gore, who, if you've if you've heard the song "It's My Party," you know, and another one called "You Don't Own Me," kind of a '60s pop icon. Leslie Gore appears on the track "Siren," and one of the three singers on the track "For the One." Anyway, definitely, guys, check them out. ShimmerPlanet.com. If you are into songs with a lot of variety and instrumentation and electronic elements and just very, very grown-up songwriting, definitely give it a chance. And I also want to take a quick second to thank the gang at Shark Meat Records for sending me the disc, as well as the most in-depth, elaborate, well-put-together press kit I've ever seen in my life. So thanks a lot, guys. Okay, the rest of this episode going to be a little bit reduced banter from me. I've got some weirdness going on with my throat. There is just something that's making it difficult to talk, and it's the size of a medium-sized jawbreaker in my throat. So without going into any detail, I'm fine. It's just some kind of, I don't know what it is, some kind of strange infection or something. But so I'm going to keep the talking down to a minimum for the rest of the episode. You guys definitely enjoy the music. Coming up next is Hated Nixon from their debut EP. This is Grounded. We'll be right back.
In England, farmers are required by law to provide toys for their pigs.
First stumbled across the band Dust Radio back in late 2004 for the GarageBand edition, episode 5 of Insomnia Radio, and that track is the one I played, February Day. Currently on GarageBand.com, it has a 5-star rating in its 6th round, and that's pretty incredible if you've been around the block on GarageBand. But they have changed their name since. They are now Desert Radio, and it's baffling that they still don't appear to have a CD released. Not sure why, because it's pretty incredible stuff, and the only URL where you can find them is garageband.com/artist/desert_radio. And so if you're on GarageBand, bug the band. We want a CD. It's been almost 2 years. Come on, guys, you're good. And to further illustrate the fact that they're good, I'm going to play a newer song by them, which is called Something Happened to Me. A very, very good kind of alt, you might even call it alt country, but a little bit louder than that. And you guys know I shy way away from country, but this is just a good song, kind of a folk alt country vibe. And anyway, before that, we heard the band Hated Nixon with their track Grounded. It's from their debut, I believe it's their debut EP, called Unleash the Fury. And we're going to have a little mini contest centered around them. Here's the deal. On drums and vocals is Reed Burnett. Now, he's got a brother, I believe it's an older brother, who is in a band I have played about 3 or 4 times. So your task is to tell me who that brother is and what band he is in. They've recently released their second full-length album. That's a hint. And other than that, Google is your friend. So what will you get? You'll get the Hated Nixon, brand new four-song EP, as well as the brand new self-titled release from Blame Amy. And I hope that those are enticing for you. We'll be giving away a few more Blame Amy CDs in the future, but I thought that'd be a little, you know, nice little mini prize package for those of you who want to take the time to investigate. All right. So, without any more blabber from me, this is the newer track by Desert Radio, Something Happened to Me. See you in a bit.
Did you know? Could you see? For me, black sheets of rain, light us with the sky, coming down from the black of night. Time alone couldn't change it.
Desert Radio here on Insomnia Radio. Good stuff from them, wouldn't you agree? If only they had a CD that we could buy. Yeah. Oh, well. Things don't move as quickly for everyone. You know, they're probably your typical indie band who's all wrapped up in reality and family and full-time jobs and just trying to get the music out when they can. So kudos to them, whatever their situation is. Okay, before we go, some Insomnia Radio news. Surprise, surprise, since the last episode just a few days ago, three new shows have been released. Insomnia Radio New York, number one, launched a couple days ago, as well as Phil Coyne's Insomnia Radio UK, episode one. And we got a little episode 0.5 mini double shot from the Baltimore boys, Tim and Don. So I'll have links to all of those episodes on the show notes at insomniaradio.net. And more exciting still is the new shows on the horizon. Orlando, Chicago, and we are working on a Canada extension of Insomnia Radio as well, working with Jay Muna from musicface.com, as well as a few other Canadian podcasters to get kind of a Canadian Insomnia Radio network off the ground. That's going to be a little bit far away, but I'll keep you guys posted, of course. I'm sure you've got plenty to listen to for the time being. I'd love your feedback, you know. Send me an email, jason@insomniaradio.net. I won't share this with anyone else, but I would like to know what you think of each individual show, if you happen to listen to all of them. If you have any kind of constructive feedback or, you know, props or whatever, I'd like to hear it, because we want to make sure that this is the best experience that it can be, both on a worldwide level as well as a regional level. So, okay, so much for me not blabbing too much. That's not really... It's one of those things, you know, you get me in front of a microphone and pain or not, sick or not, I'm still gonna talk up a storm. We're going to close out the show with a band called The Golden Age. They have a album out called Mexico City Bees. This is the track, My Work Is Done. I'll see you guys for Insomnia Radio 91 next week. Take care.
There are more plastic flamingos in the United States than real ones. First 8 months of his presidency, George W. Bush was on vacation 42% of the time. In his head, he's on vacation all the time.
The Insomnia Radio Podcast. Kill your FM.